Chapter 54. The Third Angel's Message. In 1844, Christ entered the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary to begin the final part of the work of redemption. At that time, Christ gave his servants the last message of mercy for the world. That message is the warning of the third angel of Revelation 14. John saw Jesus coming in glory to gather his people after the third angel's message had been preached. The scriptures said that the ministry of Christ in the most holy place would begin at the end of the prophetic 2,300-day period. The words of Revelation 11, verse 19, apply to this time. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. The Ark of God's Covenant is in the second room, or most holy room, of the sanctuary. Christ entered the most holy room to minister for sinners. The most holy room was opened, and the Ark of God was seen. The people who understood the Savior's ministry for us, by faith, saw God's majesty and power. God's glory filled the temple. God's waiting people on earth received the light of truth from the most holy room. By faith, God's people had followed their high priest from the holy room to the most holy room. These faithful people saw Jesus serving as their high priest before the ark of God. The Father's law is in that sacred ark. The Ten Commandments is the same law that God spoke during the sound of thunders at Sinai. God wrote the Ten Commandments with his own finger on stone. Not one commandment has been taken out or changed. The dotting of an I or the crossing of a T have not been changed. God gave Moses a copy of his law. The original law is in the sanctuary in heaven. The Advent believers studied God's law. As they studied, they found the fourth commandment in the center of the law. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. The Holy Spirit of God spoke to the hearts of the Adventist believers as they studied his commandments. The believers realized that they had been disobeying the fourth commandment by not keeping holy the Creator's rest day. The believers began to examine why they were keeping the first day of the week instead of the day that God had made holy. The believers could not find any evidence in the Bible that the fourth commandment had been done away with. They could not find anywhere that the Sabbath had been changed. The blessings God had placed on the seventh day had never been taken away. These Adventists had been honestly seeking to know and do God's will. Suddenly, these believers saw that they were not obeying God's law. Sorrow filled their hearts. Quickly, the believers showed their loyalty to God by keeping the seventh-day Sabbath holy. People who did not accept the Sabbath tried hard in many ways to destroy the faith of the Adventists. But the followers of God believed that the Ten Commandments were the law of God. God's law was written on stone and had been kept in the sanctuary during the time of Israel. The earthly sanctuary was a copy of the sanctuary in heaven. So, the Ten Commandments must be an exact copy of God's law in the heavenly sanctuary. The Adventists had accepted the sanctuary message. So the believers now knew they must obey all the Ten Commandments. The faithful students of the Bible accepted the truth about the work of Christ in heaven. They believed that God's law is everlasting. These important truths were recognized and understood as the people studied the third angel's message. The angel said, "Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Revelation 14, verse 12. The third angel had already announced this fearful and solemn warning. "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation." Revelation 14, verse 9-10. To understand the third angel's message, the people needed to understand the symbols used in this prophecy. What is represented by the beast, the image, and the mark? People who were seeking for truth studied again the Bible prophecies. The beast and its image.
The Roman Church is represented by the first beast. The Church had power and authority to punish all people who did not agree with the Church doctrines. The image to this beast represents another religious organization having similar powers. The image is made by a lamb-like beast. This lamb-like beast is a symbol of the United States, which looks peaceful and gentle. This lamb-like nation, USA, will make an image to the papacy. The churches of the United States will unite on common interests of faith. Then these churches that have united will influence the government to enforce religious laws and support church organizations. When this happens, Protestant America will have formed an image of the papacy. Then the true church will be persecuted the same as God's people in the past. The lamb-like beast commands all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Revelation 13, verse 16-17. The third angel warns against this mark. This mark can be found among those things that make the first beast, or papacy, different from other powers. The prophet Daniel said that Rome would try to change times and laws. Daniel 7, verse 25. The little horn is a symbol of the Roman power. The apostle Paul, in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3-4, called the Roman power the man of sin, who would say he had more power than God. Only by changing God's law could Rome show it, Rome, had more power than God. Many people keep the changed law without knowing that the law has been changed. But people who know that God's law has been changed and keep the law as it has been changed are giving more honor to the power that changed the law than to God. Rome has tried to change the fourth commandment because the fourth commandment is the only commandment that says God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. The fourth commandment shows that the true God is different from all other gods. The Sabbath was given to celebrate the work of creation and to turn the thoughts of people to the true and living God. Throughout the scriptures, the creative power of God is mentioned to show that the God of Israel is above all pagan gods. If the Sabbath had always been kept, people's thoughts and love would have been centered on their Maker, God. God would have been reverenced and worshiped. People would not have worshiped idols or said that there is no God. The seventh-day Sabbath points to God as the Creator. The seventh-day Sabbath is a sign of God's rightful authority over all people. God made all people. Changing the Sabbath is the sign, or mark, of the power of the papacy. Some people who understand the fourth commandment choose to keep the false day of worship. By worshiping on the false Sabbath day, these people are obeying and honoring the power that changed the day. A solemn message. The most fearful warning ever given to human beings is in the third angel's message. This message warns that people who commit a certain sin will receive God's wrath without mercy. How terrible this sin must be to call down the wrath of God without mercy. The warning against this sin is to be preached to the whole world before the coming of God's final judgments. Everyone is to know why sinners are to be punished, so that they may have opportunity to escape. The great struggle between Christ and Satan separates the people of the world into two very different groups. One group worship the beast and his image and receive his mark. Revelation 14, verse 9. Thus they bring on themselves the terrible judgments threatened by the third angel. The other group keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 12. These great truths were understood by those people who accepted the third angel's message in 1844. The people thought about their experiences in waiting for Christ to come. They studied the Bible and understood why they had been disappointed. This brought hope and joy to their lives. The truth about the heavenly sanctuary helped them understand the past, the present, and the future. The small group of believers knew that God had led them in His own wonderful way. With new courage and firmer faith, the Adventists joined in giving the warning of the third angel. Ever since 1844, the attention of the world has been called to the true Sabbath. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy of the third angel. More and more people are keeping the seventh-day Sabbath, God's true holy day.